I have a question for you. Have any of your relatives come to visit this summer? Maybe you put them up at a hotel in Sitka, in which case they paid what's known as the transient lodging tax, which is 6% of whatever their room cost. The assembly wants to raise that rate to 12%, but it takes voter approval. If such a question appears on the ballot and it passes this October, then the assembly will exempt those paying a transient lodging tax from the local sales tax. Taken together, these ordinances neutralize each other. So why do this? Mayor Matthew Hunter explained this ordinance pair would qualify Sitka to raise taxes on something else entirely, alcohol. The reasons are a bit complicated, but it has to do with the fact that Sitka can only tax alcohol as high as their highest sales tax.
So if the bed tax were raised, that would open up another opportunity for the assembly to mitigate the cost of alcohol and alcoholism in our community. I know the police department deals heavily with alcoholism in this town.
This was a confusing pivot for many on the assembly, as the proposed ballot question makes no mention of how raising bed taxes creates a gateway for a future assembly to raise alcohol taxes. Leaders in the tourism sector spoke against targeted taxes in their industry. After all, passing this measure would give Sitka the highest bed taxes in the state. Rachel Roy, the executive director of the Sitka Chamber of Commerce, said now is not the time to give Alaska visitors a reason to skip Sitka. Sherry Aiken of Visit Sitka noted that owners of local restaurants and bars with liquor licenses were not present at the assembly meeting to weigh in.
I feel like it would be unfair to us not to let the alcohol distributors in town have the opportunity to speak to you and to make their case on why they may or may not think it's important. They may think it's fine. I'm guessing probably not, because most people don't like taxes.
People don't like taxes, and they don't like confusion. That's ultimately why Assembly members Richard Ween, Aaron Bean, and Steven Eisenbeis voted down this idea. But it takes four Assembly members to kill an ordinance, and Bob Petruski was absent. Both ordinances passed, with Hunter, Assembly members Kevin Knox, and Ben Maiasato voting in favor. That means the Assembly will revisit this notion of a transient lodging tax overhaul at their next meeting on July 24th. Another pair of ordinances did not gain traction. One to eliminate the sales tax on groceries and utilities, pending voter approval to raise property taxes, failed 2-4. Only Hunter and Knox voted in favor. And the ordinance to put that property tax question on the ballot was postponed. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.